Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk on Thursday got an update to the crops in Emmons County from County Extension Agent Emily Lear.
We could sure use a little bit of rain, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our crops definitely could use a little bit of rain. Some of our crops have started to dry up a little quicker than we would like to see. The corn and soybeans especially, they really needed some August rains that just didn't hit the area. So those crops are looking a little bit tougher. Our sunflowers are hanging in there. They're starting to quite literally hang their heads a little bit. They've dropped all their ray petals, and they're doing okay for now. But a little bit of extra rain is sure going to help those long-day maturing crops hopefully have a little bit of better shot at retaining some good yield on those crops if we get a little bit of rain.
How I would assume that most of the crops are turning color and somewhat drought-influenced, but also just because it's time, huh?
Yeah, you know, we're getting to that time of year, of course, when harvest is going to get going. A lot of our small grains are actually off already, and so that's been exciting to see guys combining and harvesting those crops. You know, we got a little bit later planting, probably not as late as some of the other areas of the state, but some of that is due to natural drying, and some of it has to do with drought and just not having enough moisture. In August, there were a lot of parts of the county that didn't get any measurable precipitation. And so some of it is a mix, like you said, of just it's that time of year and crops are starting to change color. Part of it is that there also is some drought stress there.
Yeah. So how does that play over into the pastures? Are the pastures still looking as good as they did in June?
Well, they're certainly drying up too. Some pastures are doing better than others. It really depends on what producers did last year in the fall. If they were able to take their cattle home a little earlier and give the pastures a little bit of a break, even though we had that wonderful rain that helped set us up for some good growth this spring. The pastures that are those that were able to have a little less grazing pressure last fall are doing a little better. They're all starting to look pretty brown, so a lot of the grass out there is going to be mostly energy, and there's not going to be a lot of protein in those grasses. So producers really should make sure they're going out to check their mineral, make sure that those cattle are getting adequate protein, and making sure that they have good water quality, too, in whatever water source they have, because this heat and humidity can certainly change water quality pretty quickly.
This is Inside Agriculture.